Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
From icy roads to crazy parking lots, it's the most hazardous time of the year. Today's AccuWeather podcast is brought to you by Hum, the all-in-one connected car solution that can help you outsmart winter. Stop by a Verizon store to get yours.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Everything Under the Sun, the AccuWeather podcast. I'm your host, Regina Miller, a meteorologist here at the AccuWeather Network. I'm joined in studio by Andy Robb, our AccuWeather radio broadcaster and producer, and Ken Prell, the director of audio services at AccuWeather. So, guys, this week, it's all about travel. Everybody is getting ready to go somewhere for the holidays.
Very excited about this episode because I'm doing a little traveling. Usually you head back to Philadelphia, so that's usually anywhere between a 3 and 4 hour drive.
Oh.
So I definitely want to know exactly when the right time to leave is.
Right. And my daughter, you know, at least for us, we're just hitting the roadways because I talked to Andy. You travel within state as well.
Yeah.
So it's mostly just Pennsylvania roadways. I know my daughter comes in from Pittsburgh, and the traffic can be horrible. It can go anywhere from 3 hours to about 6 hours,
yes.
Based upon the time that you're leaving. But then also you've got people flying, you've got people on trains. And so this week for the AccuWeather podcast, we are talking to Tamara Johnson. She is from AAA Travel. And every year, right at this time, they appropriately release their travel forecast, letting folks know when is the best times to head out and when are the worst and some of the worst travel locations. So we'll be talking to her, so stay with us.
From AccuWeather's global headquarters in State College, Pennsylvania, it's Everything Under the Sun. Here's your host, Regina Miller.
I'm joined on the phone now by Tamara Johnson with AAA, getting ready to release the 2018 holiday forecast. Thanks for talking to me, Tamara.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely, because we're all excited to hear what kind of information you have for us as we head out. Just curious, do you travel on the holidays?
I do. So I'm actually based in the Washington, D.C. area, but I have a lot of family up in Michigan, so I tend to make those trips for big holidays just to visit family and friends.
Oh, so you got to travel generally probably up through quite a bit of snow.
Exactly. That winter weather is definitely something that I always have to keep my eye on, which I recommend any drivers that are going to be hitting the road. Definitely don't only check the weather at your final destination, but all along your route, so you are prepared.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about some of the numbers here that you're releasing with the 2018 forecast. How many people are traveling for Christmas holiday this year?
And so it's going to be a record breaker. We are anticipating that 112 million Americans will be traveling more than 50 miles away from home. And that is more than one-third of Americans, and that's a 4% increase from what we saw in 2017. And the actual highest year in travel volume since AAA started tracking travel volume. So we do know it's going to be busy, not just on the roads, but also at the airports, as well as at other modes of travel like buses, trains, and cruise ships.
Is there something that you guys attribute that to as you're looking at these trends?
And typically, the strength of the economy is a strong indicator for where we will find travel. Throughout 2018, the economy has been strengthening. Consumer confidence is up. It hit an 18-year high around Thanksgiving. And also consumer spending and the strength of the labor market are helping to contribute to this increase.
And I would imagine probably just over the years, people just live farther away from family. Because I know, like, even personally speaking, I mean, my kids both live well over 50 miles away, you know, almost 900 miles away for the one child. But so it seems like it used to be people stayed kind of closer to where their families were at, but now we're more transient anyway.
Yeah, we don't have data to support that, but we can suggest that, I mean, obviously, as children move away from home, people marry and actually go and visit family, there is more of a actual connection to want to get back home. But then also, if we just look at the top travel destinations for 2018, we see that a lot of people are trying to escape to those warm weather destinations, which tends to be the trend, especially year end. So, you know, destinations like Dominican Republic and Jamaica are all in the top five. So we see that a lot of Americans are really just trying to get away and get to those warmer weather destinations as
Oh, very nice. Yeah, maybe Christmas gifts that they're giving to each other is just a trip away to the warm weather. What are what are some of those destinations that are your top destinations that people are traveling to?
So we see that Orlando, Florida typically tops the list. Orlando, as well as Anaheim, California, tend to be popular destinations for families looking to get to areas where amusement parks and they can spend time with friends and family. But then also Cancun, Mexico, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, as well as Montego Bay, Jamaica, are all on the top five. But then also for end of year, we typically see that New York City tends to be a very popular destination for those travelers that want to head to Times Square and see the ball drop. So that is also on the top 10 list.
So how do the numbers break down? How are people traveling this year?
So we typically see that most people tend to drive to their destination, and 2018 is no different. We are anticipating that 102 million Americans will be taking road trips. That's up about 4% from 2017. And then 6.7 million are going to be flying, and about 3.7 million are going to be taking other modes of transportation, so whether that be buses, trains, or even cruise ships. You know, with cruise travel, we've seen that it's gone up in 2018, but particularly for year-end, the Atlantic hurricane season wrapped up around November 30th, and so most Americans are more amped to actually travel to the Caribbean, whether it be by cruise or by air.
What all components do you look at to come up with your travel forecast? Like how much time spent putting it together, and then, you know, what components help you to kind of get a sense of the pulse of how people are going to be traveling?
AAA's projections are actually based off economic forecasting and research by IHS Markit. They are a London-based business information provider, and we have been working with them since 2009 to analyze travel trends over major holidays. But particularly in terms of economic factors, we're looking at the labor market, whether or not unemployment numbers are up or down, how is job growth looking, consumer spending, consumer confidence, as well as things like gas prices, which obviously with so many travelers hitting the road, we know that gas prices can play a factor in that decision.
Okay, well, what do gas prices look like as we're heading into the holiday?
The travelers are definitely getting a good Christmas gift this year. So prices have already dropped about 30 cents since last month. Our national average is at $2.42. AAA is predicting that could drop to $2.40 by the end of the year. But then a lot of states are already seeing prices below the $2 mark. So drivers are definitely paying a lot less for gasoline. We are now in December where we tend to see demand for gasoline drop, so those prices tend to follow suit. And so drivers are paying the lowest gas prices all year. And they're right around the prices that we saw back in 2017. Right around this time, prices were at $2.46 a gallon.
Oh, so that's good news. So that will, so you're going to have more people that are going to be more likely to hit the roads.
Exactly. Definitely cheaper gas prices help and obviously attribute to people wanting to hit the road and go see friends and family.
Now, what are the best and worst times to leave this year since Christmas is falling on a Tuesday?
AAA actually teamed with INRIX, who is a global mobility analytics company, and they are predicting that some of the worst times to travel are going to be as early as December 19th in some of the larger metropolitan areas. And then we're going to see that kind of go through to December 22nd, which is the worst day to actually get on the road. So if you can at all avoid it, we try to say try not to travel on December 22nd, and then also try to avoid those rush hour times, either early in the morning or early in the evening, between about 3 p.m. to about 7 p.m., where we start to see rush hour traffic mixing with travelers on the road. So the best bet would be to either try to travel on the actual day of the holiday, if your schedule allows, or leave early in the morning.
On the day of.
Exactly, if you can. Or even if you're traveling on December 19th to the 22nd, traveling earlier in the morning is definitely going to be the best bet to avoid as much traffic as possible.
Okay, so like right after that rush hour traffic has settled in.
Or if you can even get earlier than that, if you're an early riser and you can get up at 3 a.m., 3 or 4 a.m., that would be a good time as well.
Recently, we're coming off a couple of terrible storms. And, you know, there was the one just prior to Thanksgiving, I know, that impacted, you know, some of the metropolitan areas along I-95, New York City, for example. And I was just wondering, how is your agency affected by snowstorms, ice, that kind of thing?
So we are always looking at weather, all of our clubs around the country. We are anticipating that we're going to have to rescue more than 960,000 motorists just for this end of the year, 11-day holiday period. And that's mostly due to dead batteries, blockouts, and flat tires. So we do really encourage drivers, before you get on the road, make sure that you're checking the weather. Try to plan in a little extra travel time if you do see that you will be traveling through a bad winter storm or even heavy rain. And then also make sure that you're checking your vehicle. Check the tires, check your tire tread, as well as your battery, and checking the liquids on your vehicle so you can stay safe while you're on the road. You know, it's a little information from our AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. We found that more than 500,000 crashes occur in bad winter weather. So we know that this can be a very dangerous time to be on the road, and so drivers should definitely make sure that they're planning ahead and know what type of weather you will be facing when you're on the road.
Right. Plus, you have the sheer ratio. If you got bad weather, you already have more accidents. Plus, if you have more people on the road because of the holiday, then it can really be pretty crazy. Now, for many motorists who find themselves stranded, if it's weather-related or, you know, maybe fender benders, you're the first agency they call. So how do you prepare ahead of time for that? Like, what does your agency do with maybe those you work with to be prepared right before the holiday travel?
So we are definitely anticipating that we will have travelers calling us more than normal. And so clubs are definitely preparing in terms of response, in terms of having trucks ready to go. But we also encourage drivers to make sure that they're prepared. We've done surveys and found that more than 40% of motorists don't carry an emergency roadside kit in their vehicle. That's definitely something that we encourage drivers to make sure that they're planning ahead for. Pack a kit that at least has a mobile phone and a car charger, a first aid kit, as well as blankets, flashlights, all the necessities in case you find yourself stranded on the side of the road. And then also for those who are AAA members, go ahead and download the AAA mobile app before you get on the road. You can actually request your car assistance through the app, and you don't even have to make a phone call that way. So it's definitely a good plan to have the app on your phone just in case you run into any problems.
Now, have you seen significant changes over recent years in the number of people traveling and how they travel, whether it be by car or plane or other?
We have seen fluctuations. Travel since 2017 has gone up across the board. We typically see that travel numbers start to tick up, especially with the strength of the economy between 2009 and 2018, back in 2006 and 2008. We did see travel volumes trick down about 8 million during the time where the economy wasn't as strong, but it's since then started to tick back up, and we have seen steady increases since then.
The other thing I was wondering about, was there ever, like, for example, at AccuWeather, when we have like big storms, there's those ones, especially around the holidays, that if you go out on the floor, all the forecasters are talking about, oh, remember the year of such and such, you know, how bad that was. Do you ever run into that? Like, your agency, is there a year that you look back at and say, oh, remember the year of Christmas travel of such and such, where they're talking about, you know, maybe historic travel issues?
Well, we definitely can look at what occurs between the years. We saw last year the hurricane season was pretty bad. So that obviously plays a role in terms of people traveling around the Atlantic and the Caribbean area. So those are definitely things that we're constantly monitoring. But when it comes to the economy, we definitely know that the strength of the economy will have a strong impact on travel volume and numbers. And so a strong economy is always good news for those that are looking to get out and travel.
Is there somewhere that travelers can find your information, your holiday forecast, that they should go to?
Yes, they can head to AAA.com, and that way they can find all the information about travel as well as get more information about downloading the app.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
No problem. You guys have a great holiday.
You too.
Well, we really appreciate Tamara Johnson taking the time to talk to us. So now you have the AAA's forecast for travel times, and also if you want to stay up to date on travel weather, which we see can be a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what we had before the Thanksgiving holiday in big
right.
cities
yep.
in the Northeast.
I thought we were done talking about that.
I know. People that lived through it are going to be talking about forever. I remember the year that we got stuck in Manhattan, and really tough travel. So if
rough.
You want to stay up to date on the forecast as you're heading out to travel, be sure to download the AccuWeather app. It tells you. You can look at hour by hour even on the AccuWeather
app. Minute by
minute. We do.
With
we have
Minutecast.
Yes. And also, check out the AccuWeather network on Verizon Fios and DirecTV. We'll always keep you up to date with that. And next week's episode, I've got a suggestion for folks who are traveling by car. Mm-hmm. I do this all the time. Maybe you got the kids in the car and you'd like them to have a good history lesson.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Next week's episode is with Elliot Abrams. He is a resident history buff, but plus he is also our senior vice president and chief meteorologist here at AccuWeather. He's talking about the Revolutionary War. And a great episode explaining how weather impacted Washington's decisions, specifically, Andy, on...
the captures of Princeton and Trenton.
Right. And so if you want the kids to get a history lesson, you're in the car instead of the radio. Maybe you want to listen to the AccuWeather podcast. So be sure to tune in and download.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to AccuWeather's Everything Under the Sun, giving you the stories behind the weather and so much more. New episodes every Thursday. Just search for AccuWeather on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or visit AccuWeather.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.